Kilauea volcano is erupting in two different places, at the Halemaumau crater at the summit and from the East Rift Zone's Pu'u'o'o vent. Tina Neal is the scientist in charge at the United States Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory.
Kilauea, our most active volcano, is really steady as she goes. At the summit eruption in Halemaumau crater, we have the lava lake that continues to rise and fall over the course of days, up and down 30 to 60 feet as it pressurizes and depressurizes with input and outflow of magma. Folks right here inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park get a great view of its spattering behavior. At the Pu'u'o'o vent, lava continues to emit from the east flank of the volcano through a tube system for about 7 miles down to the ocean entry. We've had this marvelous fire hose of lava pouring into the ocean fairly steadily.
Neal says no inhabited areas are threatened, and if Kilauea's course should change, scientists will have plenty of warning. And she says while the ocean entry provides spectacular viewing from land and sea, there are hazards.
The instability of the sea cliff around the ocean entry, even parts of the older sea cliff, are unstable and can collapse without warning. That white plume that's generated where lava reaches the ocean creates this rather noxious mixture of volcanic glass, hydrochloric acid, and superheated steam, and it is dangerous. There are hazards to the boats if they get too close. The water that's right around the entry zone is 150, 160 degrees Fahrenheit. When these collapses occur, there can be wave action enough to swamp boats.
The other most active volcano on Hawaii Island is Mauna Loa. It's not erupting now, but scientists say it will eventually erupt again. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.